Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
That Florida governor, he's the greatest of all time. The greatest of all time.
He's legendary.
If anybody want to be a governor, that DeSantis boy, he should be your guideline.
Yeah, he is actually the blueprint for Republican governors.
Yeah.
He's doing some of the things I would have wished Trump would have did when he was president.
Yeah, well, Trump didn't even let him come here. He just go back where he came from, you know?
No, I'm just talking about policy-wise. Yeah, Trump said go. I'm just saying.
Trump was building a wall. Like, nope, turn around, go back where he came from. DeSantis had to try some different tactics because Biden's in office.
No, I'm just saying as far as other policies, like with big tech and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, he tried, but the Democrats shut it down, man.
Yeah, but anyway, let's go to the video.
DeSantis has sent migrants on a plane to Martha's Vineyard. Now, this is where the Obamas have a home, Oprah, Beyonce, even James Taylor, who's going to be seeing fire, rain, and migrants.
Hey, Oprah's got plenty of room. She's a billionaire.
Hey, the Obamas got a house up there, too.
Yeah, them houses got over 10 bedrooms. Y'all got plenty of room, man. Y'all got plenty of room. I don't want to hear y'all arguing anything. This is the policies y'all stand by.
Yeah, so, I mean, you Democrats, y'all told them they was welcome. They came, so.
You invited them.
So the Republicans say, here you go. Take them.
Yeah. They always keep saying that there's no, I hate that term, illegal aliens.
No such thing as a legal human.
Yeah, no such thing as a legal human. Nobody's saying that they're per se they're illegal for being human. They're not from Mars or Jupiter. We're just saying their conduct is illegal.
Yeah, get it? But anyway, I like Coast Texas governor's doing it too. He's sending them
D.C.
to D.C., send them to Chicago, where Beetlejuice works. I mean, send them to all these liberal ass.
Yeah.
Well, they're not even liberal anymore. They're far left areas. Send them to those areas because I see what these Democrats are doing. They're letting them flood in and they're pushing them because the Democrats was flying them to some red areas.
Right.
He was dropping them off in red areas, and that's what y'all trying to do.
Trying to change the demographics of these states so y'all can get around the Electoral College.
Yeah, so go ahead and just send them to all the blue states.
Yeah, if that's the policies y'all stand by, go ahead and take them all. Take them all.
Yeah, all these border towns, man, they go through so much crime and stuff. Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with people that don't have a green card, they can't talk the language? I mean, what are you supposed to do with them? What? They can't talk the language. They don't have any job skills. I mean, what do we do? Send them to high school? Send them to junior? Hey, man, you don't know shit. We're going to put you in elementary school. When you graduate, maybe we can do something with you. I mean, what do you do with these people? They don't have the right to work here.
Yeah. I know Democrats, you know what they're doing?
What?
Food stamps. Putting them up on welfare, taking good care of them. Because you know why? They're going to pop kids out. Them kids, once they here, they have them kids here?
Mm-hmm.
Those Americans. No, they hoping them are going to be some damn Democrats. Because first-time voters are typically Democrat. You know why? Because we're all dumbasses when we first start voting.
Yeah.
We just vote based on emotion.
And as you grow up, as you get older, the more conservative we all do. We all become. Yeah. It's natural. You want security. You want balance. You want structure. There's no structure when it comes to being a Democrat. They think men can have babies.
Yeah.
They got men competing against females, for Christ's sakes.
Hell.
That was a damn good show.